Okay, but Chazal and Baba Kama is test on the Aleph. The Gemara had said a shayna of Rava. This is the shayna of Rava wants a din of tzuris. If it's do you pay me guf or do you pay me aliyah? The Gemara tried to bring a raya. You pay me gufoy from Mishlach Chafale from a base. It says there that the Kenev took a charor. And by doing that, you bend down the haystack, you pay Chatzinezek on the haystack. And the Gemara thought, because of Tzuris, you pay Chatzinezek. So you see, you pay Chatzinezek. And on that, the Tzeptah said it's Chatzinezek be gufoy. So you see that you pay Tzuris be gufoy. Says the Gemara, and then the Gemara said, no, in the same Tzeptah, it says, the Veloza says you pay Nezik Shalim Migufi. Now, how can it be you pay Nezik Shalim Migufi from the Veloza? If it's serious and he says Nezik Shalim, must be also Sumchus. If you're also Sumchus, then you pay definitely Malia. So, stam this price, it doesn't make sense. It can't be talking about the din of, can't be talking about the din of serious, because why should it be Nezik Shalim Migufi? And am I, this price is nothing about. So the reason why I pay Chatzinezek is because it is a shinoi. He did a shinoi, and it's Karen, and the halacha of Karen and Mishuna is you pay Chatzinezek. And the Blaza holds that Karen and Yishus Hanizek, you pay Nezek Shalim, because you're also with Taufen, and that's the pshat. So pay Chatzinezek, Migufoy, because it's Tam. And the Blaza holds that Tam and Yishus Yachit pays Nezek Shalim, Migufoy. And therefore, this price of this Mishnah with the price on it, there's no rhyme of flour for Rabbi Shaila about when you pay me good. That's where we go up to. We're up to Beloyi. Beloyi is about eight lines up. Beloyi says the Gemara that what you want to say, that's Mukach, that this price is nothing about service, that's not true. It could very well be about service. And that's not a problem, the fact that Rav Elazar says we pay in a mikshale migufa. The met we're talking about serious. My time and look is not being tafen. Why did you establish that the case is talking about tafen? The shum is mikshale? Because Rav Elazar says we pay in a mikshale migufa. That's not kasha. Rav Elazar says that the sumchus, Rav Elazar says the sumchus, the amat serious, nezik, shale, mishale. The other sumchus, do you want to know why he holds you pay Nezik Shalim? Is because he holds those sumchus. Why is it Migufoy? We said the Kuntz sumchus is certainly Malia. The only reason why it's so it should be Migufoy is because it's similar to Tam. Maybe all those sumchus you pay Nezik Shalim, Mechatezah should be Migufoy. The Savanok Rebuda, he holds Rebuda, the Omar, Tzad Tamus, Pimkoimo, Imedis. Every mu'ud is comprised of a chelik of a tam and a chelik of a mu'ud. The first 50% is the status what it was before it became a mu'ud, which is a tam, and now you pay me gufoy. And the second 50%, that's where it introduced a new tashlum, and that's called the tashlum of the mu'ud, and that is ma'aliyah. But the original 50% retains a din of me gufoy. That's what Shintus Reb Yehuda is. So when Rav Elazar said you pay Nezik Shalim, Migufoy, he meant you pay Nezik Shalim, and the first 50% is Migufoy. Chiton Migufoy, Atzad Tamos. That's on the Chirik of the Tamos. Akal Baru, everything's clear? Built up on stages, first 50% is Tam, and that goes with Gufoy. Second 50% is Aliyah, and that's the Mu'adir. When a blessed said you pay Nezik Shalim, Migufoy, it means Nezik Shalim. What? Migufoy, don't forget there is an element of Gufoy in the first 50%. Right? Says Rashi. Veloy. Hi, Matizvo. Hi, Matizvo, the Kapavis. This, Rashi is explaining what the Veloy is. Veloy means that when you knocked out this price, you've got nothing to do with serious, that's not true. Why? Hi, Mitzvah, the Kapalkas. this the tizra that you asked, or boys the medik, and you wanted to be medai. Medir benoto, but the halacha of also the answer is that you can't establish this price talking about service done in a normal way. The lab with service, we can't be talking about service in a normal manner. That is not mucha. It's not certain. It's not dafka true what you're saying. Can't say we're certainly not talking about service. You could say it perhaps because you can't explain the price talking about shinui, bankasha. To say with a certain that it's not talking about service because of kasha, how can it be there? But also pays Nezik Shari, my good boy is not dafka. You are able to, it's true, you're able to push off the pshat. And to say the love, okay, and to say the machlik is talking about a case where they did it unusual. Rather, they did it different and took it because of Tavu. It's possible to say that, But you can't say that it's certainly that way. You can't say from the fact that it says this din. It's muchach that we're talking about shinoi. You could say it's perhaps talking about shinoi, but you can't be medai from the words that it is certainly talking about shinoi. Why? So shabbi motzis loik maybe tzoris. You could establish it with tzoris kiyochai in the normal manner. The tifshoit, and we would be able to resolve our shaila the tzoris migufa for mishani that tzoris pay migufa. That means, says Rashi, says Chaplain Marbeloi. I was telling you Chaplain prices, it's serious, and we got big rides to make serious in the Google. You said, no, it's on my shinoi, and nothing to do with serious. That when you said, no, it's on my shinoi, it, Pasha did say, it means it can't be talking about serious. Because why is it doesn't say you pay Nezik Shalim in Google? It can't be talking about serious. Must be talking about shinoi. So the world comes back, no. It could be talking about tzoris, like what I said, it could be true. I could say it's talking about tzoris and migufoi. You're right, it's not mucha. And you're right, the brides might be talking about with a shinoi and I'm talking, but it could be. This brides, you could explain one way, you could explain another way. I can't bring you right for my point, because you could explain the brides the other way. But one thing is true, that the pshat I said is a possible pshat in this brides. I was saying pshat in the brides that it's tzoris, migufoi. That's what I was saying. You're saying, no, how can it be a brother? So it's Migufa, if not, it's a Nezikshonim, how can it be a Nezikshonim Migufa? That kasha is not a kasha. I can answer that kasha. Now, you actually said another pshat. What was your pshat? There was a shinui. That pshat could also be true. So your pshat could be true. My pshat could be true. But you don't have a kasha on my pshat. That's what the law is. You don't have a kash on my pshat. Tachitz, once you have two possible pshat in the braisa, you can't nail down the halacha, because we have two possible pshat in the braisa. It's a pshat of shinui, Reb Tarfon, and the pshat of tzoris, migufa. It's two possibilities. We can't nail down the halacha. But don't say the pshat I said was wrong, because I can explain my pshat.
Because once the possibility,
right, so that's what he's saying. There's two levels of dismissing. One pshat is saying you're talking garbage because what you said is wrong, doesn't make any sense. That's one level, and that is knocked him out. What the English would say was for six, right? It means you're not, you know what knocked out for six means? If you're unkilled, see what happens? Knocked out for six means that you're playing cricket. You know what cricket is? If you knock the ball out of the what's it called? The pitch. Beyond the boundaries, but not just knocked out, they've been on the boundaries by rolling it on the floor and knocked out all the way into the stands. That is called knockout for six. That is a Schmeister.
What we call a home run.
A home run. It doesn't sound safe.
Home run is good.
No, it's not.
That's also great. This is great. This
yeah,
is
that's awesome. The best.
You've taken this ball and you've knocked it out completely. Not to be seen again.
Well, no, you want to have a home run with the bases loaded. Oh, that's a grand slam. That sounds good.
I'm not going to keep with the cricket. So, anyway, that's also, it's an expression that means if I tell you something, you say pshat, I just knock your pshat out. Forget it. You're out of it. You're out of the picture here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you said a pshat, and so all my tsurya is, I told you, you're completely wrong. You can't be talking about tsurya, because tsurya is, why is your blood the same? You're paying it in sholim. Migufoy, that doesn't make sense. So your pshat is wrong. So what is pshat in the price? I'm telling you pshat in the price. Now we're coming a bit of a comeback. I'm not wrong. You're right. Maybe I'm not coming and rying. I'm not wrong. I did have a valid pshat here in this place. Now you've got different pshats. Now we've got a problem. You've got two possible valid pshats in this price. So therefore, nailing down a lock either can't do. But to say the pshat I said was wrong and not down for six, that is incorrect. But I can explain the price of my way as well.
Question though.
Yes, sure.
If you're dealing with Nezik Shalom, you have two choices. It's either Mishnah and Rav Tarfon.
Right.
Or if you say a Soros, then aren't you stuck with Sumkus? Then because it's Nezik Shalom. And if you're stuck with Sumkus, aren't you Nezik Shalom with Nalia? Where do we get?
No, so you're saying Rebuta holds. Thomas bin Koimari Medis, that in every mood there's a first element of Tam and then the element of mood. So in the element of Tam, it's Chatzin.
Okay,
it's removed.
Okay, so this is at this point not analyzing Rabbi Yehuda and saying, yeah, but there's no such
Tam. Give the game away. Right.
Okay, well, I'm just.
Right. So that's the Gemara's comeback, right? Saying, don't tell me I'm wrong. I could explain the price this way, and right, halach lamaisa wouldn't be able to say that we've got a raya one way or the other, but at least I've got a possible pshat in this price. Right? Veloy, let's see this rashi again. There's a lot of words in this rashi. You have to know where to put the comma. And sometimes, sorry about this, Yeshua, you have to read a few words together. Then mother thought. Veloy, says rashi. Hi, v'tizbro. This v'tizbro. The kaparchis that you asked on, uboyis lemedik, and you wanted to be medak, midir belozo, from a belozo, the lam betzeris kiochayu, matzinon loik me, that is not possible to establish it with tzeris kiochayu, with tzeris normal manner. That's what you wanted to be medak, that the pshat I said was wrong, lam daf. That Kasha, Betizbro, is not Dafka saying that I'm wrong. That's not what the Pshat was. Betizbro normally means, Betizbro, it makes sense what you're saying. That's what it normally means. Normally means to knock me out for six, to say you're wrong. You're wrong. Betizbro makes any logic. No, that's not Dafka. It doesn't mean that. Betizbro in that way. It just meant to say, Udechiyahu the Motin is Chir. All it is a dichuy, that you can be malchim. Ulameima, you're able to say, to push away what I'm saying, you're able to say that this pshat and this bride says, wait, not done in the normal way. Only when it was done in an unusual way. But from the actual statement of the bride, you cannot be medayik, that we must be talking about with the shin. To shapi motzis loik mevitzoyis kiuchayim, because it's certainly possible to establish talking about tzoyis in the normal way. V'tivshoit, and if that would be the way to establish it, we would be able to solve and be medayik from here that tzoyis mikuf v'mishalim, that tzoyis is mikuf. Why? The my time is making a slob shino. What made you want to say we're talking about shino? We're a tarfin going with a tarfin, mishum, nezik shalim, permidi de uche, loyash from meguve. Because you never find nezik shalim in the normal way done. They should pay meguve. All I think she, that is not difficult. The la oilam, it's serious, please. Let's say the machlekas is the machlekas of tzuris. And a blazer holds like sumpus. A blazer gets sumpus. The silly give you the dom and a come on, the muets and tamos and koima imedes. The hills I view there that holds the sound tamos and koima imedes. Where do you hold that? And a come on, the shish and others of pop. Hilko. Shish and others of pop. Hilko. Kamitsoya is nami. So the matzoya is the sumchus the partial imud, the kun sumchus that considered the imud, mesharin achatzin igufoi, you pay the first half of the damages is migufoi. That, he was talking about what Rebbe Lozen said, migufoi, that's referring to the tzad tamos. Okay? This is the Gemara, and this is, I'm sure it's Dina, I believe someone, Rido of Ashi Ravina, long comes of Psalm of Rido of Ashi, says Ravina, Amen, the Shama say to Buddha, where on earth did Buddha say this din about San Thomas of Koyme Medes? That's on something that was once a town and became a mood. So then you can say it retained its original halacha. Amen, the Shama say to Buddha, Bitam, Vinasa Mood, it's something which was once upon a time a town and changed to become a mood. But something which was a mu'ud from the very onset, its original halacha was mu'ud, we never ever heard from a view that they should say such a din, that there should be a din of a tam on such a thing. He said on something which once had a din tam, then you can say he retained its din tam. But here we're talking about sumchus. Sumchus holds it was a mu'ud. It was born a mu'ud. So it's his regal. Regal pays anything to do with tam. Maybe a good point. There's no tzad tamas been kumi medes on something which was a mu'ud from its onset. So that pshat has been long to six. Don't tell me that's a pshat in this brisa. It's going because of a Yehuda. That is absolute a non-starter. That's wrong. And if that's wrong, then what's pshat in the brisa? Why did you belong to say Ben Adik Shabbi Gufoy?
It's got to be back to Rabbi Tarfon.
Must be like Jeb Tarfon. And if so, this brisa, it's got nothing to do with trace in a normal way. You're not there again. So we're back to being
what's that critical?
What you really said wrong.
Is that critical trip again?
Not the opposite.
Not the opposite.
All right. Yeah.
Hello.
Let's see you first playing cricket, and then we start discussing it. Hello. Chikamo, Leza. Nezik Salim. So you know what? I'm going to say Nipshat. I'm saying Nipshat. The Bemet, I want to say the Bryce is talking about Sirius Kirochayr. I do want to say, I don't want to say the reason of Bryce was wrong. So, Eric Blossom said, Nezik Shalom, you pay me good for it. How can that be? No. The key government was on Nezik Shalom, can go in there, yeah. We're talking about a case where he did Sirius. He did Sirius three times. And the fourth time is what we're discussing. Both times what we're discussing. Over how come the three? So now, if the both times what we're discussing, the first three times would be Megufa. And the fourth time could be a machlokes whether it becomes a mu'ud or not, whether you pay Nezik Shalim. And on that, we could now discuss whether you now pay the first half of it Megufa. So that's what I want to say. Bemet, we're talking about serious. This guy is not talking about him, talking about machinery. To my Karen, Bishop Sanizik, it's serious. It's not serious in the first time, because why would the brother say pay Nezik Shalim? Migufoy. That doesn't make sense. LMI, the first three times would be Migufoy. And the fourth time is when Rebbe Lezer said you pay Nezik Shalim. Why should that be? What's the need? Why the first three times would be Migufoy and the fourth time? What changed? Yeah. Why on the fourth time should you pay Nezik Shalim, not the first three times?
Because
it became a mood, and we're saying that some it's shayata mood by choice. Shayata mood by choice. First three times, that's a lot of mission. I told you, you pay. But the fourth time, now we've got shayata. Do we say that the mood by choice? And that's what Mount Walter is. That's why you pay Nezik Shalim. But you only pay me good for a wine.
Well, you only pay
Migufoy
on the first
time. Since in the first three times, you only pay Chatzin Nezik and then Migufoy. So on the fourth time, it's now introduced a new element of Chiyuv, that's only on the second half, but the first half stays, keeps its halachas. And therefore, it would stay Gufoy to Pinezik Shalem, like Gufoy on the first one.
The Lazar says that you pay Nezik Shalem with Gufoy. So it sounds like he's saying that on the Shalem portion, that's Magufa.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's confusing. Right? It's not a clear expression. Say that the Gemara already wanted to say earlier. The Gemara wants to say we're talking about a sad time has been coming with us. The Gemara was saying, when a brother said you pay in Nezik Shalem, he meant on the sad time. So this is already in the beginning. It's true. This notion of a brother and Nezik Shalem, Mikufa is confusing. It means Nezik Shalem. But don't forget there's an element of Kufa in the first time. Maskim, not where I would have said it. That's how a brother is saying. Okay. So that's a pshat. So what we said is that Tumat story has happened three times. First three times in Migufoi, like Rava wanted to say, and so this is Migufoi. And the fourth time, Tanakama holds Chatzinezek. Why? I happened four times. Think before you speak.
Okay,
thank you.
Was that the question?
The Tanakama says Chatzinezek. Why Chatzinezek? I did it the fourth time. There is no such thing as mood. And Reb Lozen says you pay Nezik Shalem. Why Nezik Shalem? Because it's a mood. And why Migufoy? It's a Tamas Vim Koimai. I managed to explain this tomorrow without getting into the two Shenis of Rashi. Very diplomatically. Now we have to get into the two Shenis of Rashi. Right. So let's just see it. Back to the Gemara. It was a mood. There is a mustak of mood by tzoris. There isn't. Okay. So we see Rashi. Why not? Yeah. Hello. Did we see Rashi Mishamas name? I don't think we did.
No.
So we have one Rashi on the base as well. No, I'm not done with it as well. But Mood makes Colossal. The Gemara is saying, I've heard of such a thing of a beard that time and that's Mood. But Mood makes Colossal. You're going straight, you're high, you're straight, you're on my way, you're top of the page, you're just on my face. Mishamas name? Have you ever heard he said that? Oh, Lord, I'm not Thomas really long. It was never Thomas. If you want to say we're talking about tzuris in the normal way, or the mishnah, then to say the tzuris megufa mishalim and say the tzuris pay megufa, if you have a lot of teacher, it's going to be difficult. Hello, says Rashi, use chesimot beis second Rashi. Hello, boys, if you want to establish that we're talking about tzuris in the normal way, or the mishnah by the rava and to say. Now, yeah, Rava's case, this is the price that Rava's come to tell me that you pay Megufoy, the Megufa Mishalim, Motchor, and your Chesmod base to second Rash. Loi, take me with Tzeres to Chazinah. Don't say this price is doing that happened on the first time because it's not going to be possible. Why would you pay, if it happened on the first time, why would you pay Nezik Shalem, Megufoy? That's not possible. But you're not going to understand the Belozo. Elo, we're talking about, here's now the first lotion of Rashi. Elo, Bidishoni, Bitsuri. We're talking about a case, they did stories in an unusual way. And it became a mood three times. Now, after being a mood three times, it's like now it's normal way of doing it. And what's the din of doing a normal way service? How much do you pay? If you hold on Rabbanon, Chatzinezek, right? Just like any other service, which you are moving from the beginning, you pay Chatzinezek. This case can't be worse. Here you are unusual three times. Okay, so that's Karen, really. But then what did you do? You did an unusual thing three times. So you're now a mood. A mood of what? Of kicking up stones. By kicking up stones, which you would be a normal mood for anywhere, you only be Chatzinezek. So here you did it unusually three times. So it can't be worse. Can't be more having to pay than if you would have done it in a normal way, you would have been more responsible. She's a pay in Ezek Shore. That's Shitzel's Rabban. Yeah, we can understand that. Mr. Roy, you only pay Chatzinezek. I now mean the Shani, Vayayayed. So to this one, which was done differently, and became a mood, Le Chomel, Mimur, Mitzkarosa. Can't be more Chomel than if you were born that way. Bein Adon and Tzarius Shishinaban, there's no such thing as a mood for Tzarius that you did differently. I'm a Dictoni Megufo. And the Rabban said, you pay me good for it. Alma, Tzarius Kyochai, and I'm Megufo. You see the Tzarius, you pay me good for it. Since Rabban said that since you did it three times in an unusual way, you do it. And then even on the fourth time, you pay Nezik Shalim. Why are you paying Nezik Shalim? Because it's serious. Well, you pay Chatzinezek. Why pay Chatzinezek? Because it's serious. Now, what are you telling me? You're saying you're paying Chatzinezek Migufoi. Do you see that serious is Migufoi? I'm a serious Kyokai and I'm Migufoi. Because you're saying Gami Mochomo than regular serious. That's why I'm only giving you a din of Chatzinezek. Okay, it's becoming more common than regular tzaris. That's why I have this. But why migufoy? Why migufoy? Must be regular tzaris is migufoy. I did it three, I did it four times. I should be a mood. A mood is not minaria. A mood is not minaria. So why this time are you telling me I pay chatzinezek, migufoy? Chatzinezek is becoming more common than normal tzaris. Okay, so why not minaria? Because it can't be more common than normal tzoris. And normal tzoris is chatzinezek, is miguf for you. So I have a raya. If you learn this price this way, you have a raya that tzoris is miguf for you, like you ever wanted to see. Yeah, David? Don't see in your eyes. Rabbi, if the shayla, that's why he was more noted to say. The muska, he should be a tzurega. So you should pay him earlier. So Rabbi's the one who introduced the idea, it should be miguf for you. And we're trying, all these brights are trying to bring Raya's that, yeah, it's Megufa. That Rava was introducing this new idea into the base method. So this price indeed would be a Raya for that if we would learn that way in the brights. There is another way to learn the brights. If you learn this way in the brights, yes, this brights is coming to say this idea which Rava introduced. There would be Megufa. Again, why Megufa? What's the Raya? Because you're saying it did it four times, Shinri four times. Shinu four times should be a mood, should be Nezik Shalim. He's saying, no, it's not Nezik Shalim. Why is it not Nezik Shalim?
It can't be any better than
Tzarius. And Tzarius is only Chatzi Nezik, even though it's more Mitzchalasa. So too, you should be mood, since you are mood now, can't be more common than mood Mitzchalasa, only Chatzi Nezik. So why only Mikufoi? Should be Malian. Mood being Malian. And am I?
Same argument.
And am I what?
Oh, that's it's
Megufo
because it can't be anywhere.
Sorry, I said Megufo. And the Gafu was Sinsurius and Megufo. Right, that's the Malach of Rashi here. What's your Beloza hold? What's your Beloza? Shit, your Beloza says you've been having Solim, Megufo, what's he hold? The Beloza Sava, the Tsurius, Kyokhayu, Kyabon on the players of us, he's masking. That you're right, that you only pay half Nezik, but Shoni Beyayit, if you did a Shinri and you became a Mood, Nafkima told us regular. Nazi told us again. Now it's he holds it becomes a Mood. Comes again. You don't say it's a regular and it can't be more common than Sirius. No, it can't be more common because it's not regular. It's Karen.
What is it? The first three
times? Three more lines. Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Beyeshlem Ador. The Shalim Nezek Shalim, since it's Karen, on Karen was said that there is a Musik of Mood. Yeshem Ador, the Shalim Nezek Shalim. So, Mamela, you pay Nezek Shalim. Why do you pay Nezek Shalim? Because you're Karen. You pay Nezek Shalim. So, what's Megufo? Ah, because the old Rebbe Yudeh. And then Chatzi Nezek, Chatzi Megufo, because of Tzatamos, Mkoy Remedes, Chatzi Menalia. So, if you're the old, that you pay Nezek Shalim, why? because I disagree on you. You're saying it's regular and can't be more hollow than the regular, which is not mitzvah. I'm saying, no, it's a different maslul. It's a different route. It's going down the road of Karen. And on Karen, there was a din on Mord. So you're going to be Mord. Why me go for it? It's the old din. It's me go for it because you pay satanic in Karen.
Now, if you don't have that from Allah, why does Rashi seem to hold that the transformation from being regal to Karen, told of Karen? Why does that happen after the three times as opposed to after the first? The first, I'm still bothered by that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the first three times? It's still in that world of Canaan.
If you look in the next Rashi, Rashi says, even on the first time, next Rashi. It's not because it was already of a Yaya. I love an answer on this Rashi.
Rashi and not without us, that's the same thing as this person.
Yeah, about the Tzvara, it's the first time. So, now, for Kamin and Amaisa would be on the fourth time.
Except when you're dealing with where it's done, it's Rishus Rabin, where it is.
Yeah, everyone's master. This is the Shinu, should be a kind of Rishus Rabin.
Okay.
Everyone's master. Just the Gavda, didn't you want to say it's kind of Rishorin? That can't be more than Murun Mitzkalos. Only did the Shinu, should be a kind of Rishus Rabin.
Okay.
Yeah. The Russian shrimp.
So here we're saying you don't really need validation. It's just not Thomas. We call it. But that's a problem. How do you differentiate between Gufo and Naliya? If you're going to call everything Gufo, when you do that, when you want to say Naliya, even if it's not Gufo, you can still call that Naliya. You can call it Gufo.
Yeah, it sure was often similar to that. Yeah. That's the type of question that.
It's
very difficult to answer. The Gemara is saying clearly that's how we're good at speaking. I don't like the way he's speaking here. I'm asking. Maybe it's not a question of good, it's a question of a law. The law has said, Nezek Shal Mi Gufa, it means that part of it is a Gufa, because we're good at more on the hook. But yeah, some questions I could try to say answer, and some, that's the language. There's a difficulty having this Rashi that we're saying. Rashi says Rav Loza holds that Tzeres Kochai Kerabono, the Plivias Sultus. I'm not sure why he says that. I'm not sure why he says. Rav Loza summoned Tzeres Kochai Kerabono, Plivias. I'm not sure why he says Rav Loza holds that Kerabono. Because you could hold of Sultus as well. But since it was a Shem, there was a Karen.
I thought you said if it's a regular high, but here there's a shinoi, and he did it more than two times.
So it's Gochaikri Abom, to Bliga Zomos. Why was that necessary? If anything, it causes more problems later in the Suga. Not sure why. So, Lachaya could be Mazbe, this the same thing. If Loza holds, like Sumpus, and you pray me Nezek Shalim for normal, but you did a Shinoi, you pay Hatsi Nezek. And you did that four times, and the fourth time you pay Nezek Shalim. Yeah. No, I'm saying it would have been possible to explain the Gemara that way as well.
Sure.
I guess because what's enemy just the Gemara is saying the machlokes is whether Yeshadol Einadol. It's serious. If you're going to talk about the going with Sumchas, it's possible that he don't have done. So Shaila of Yeshadol Einadol is more Shaila than in the bottom, maybe later. Okay.
There's really nothing, no Hiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, because I do Rabbi.
It wouldn't have been possible to explain in that way, but the Gemara seems to understand the Machlokes is
The Rashi on Amud Aleph says that both Rebbe Lozer and the Tanakhama sphere look at something.
Yeah, each time we're playing around, every time it's. How we're trying to explain the price, we're going to explain it again. Also, the Gemara later on is going to change again. At this stage in time, we're saying we've got Machlokes, Rav Loza, And the machlekes is whether yesh ador in ador, not whether it's sumpus or rabbanon. That's how the Gemara is explaining. That's why Rashi is saying what he's saying. Machlekes is yesh ador in ador. Is it shaykh amur on such a thing? And the Blaz is saying if shaykh amur on it, and therefore although it would normally be katzin ezek like rabbanon, because it's a mur, it turns it into an ezek shad. I'm just saying it would have been possible to explain this price a different way. The machlekes is sumpus or rabbanon, but the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara is saying, Yeshadah, Emadah, that means we're going all in the Rabbah. Okay, that's the first chat. We're talking about Shinoi. We're talking about Shinoi, which you did three times, fourth time, whether you pay Nezek Shale, but bad it's Migufoi because either Sirius is Migufoi or because Satan is Migufoi, my man is, right? So bad it's Migufoi. This is Bryce is saying, like Rabbah, the Rabbah holds, Sirius is Migufoi. Right, Tez is going to ask on this chat. Tez is going to doesn't like this chat. Why? Remember, Tez is on Amad Aleph, but then he can manage to see it yet. The Tez is not Amad Aleph, Tez. Sound very good. Tez is one second, let's make a cheshman. Let's make a cheshman. What are you saying? He did it with a shinner for the first three times. So you pay Hatzin Ezek. The fourth time, what do Rabbanon say?
Still pay Hatzin.
You pay Hatzin Ezek. Why? It can't be more than Tez. It can't be more than Tez. So why are you not paying me'aliyah? Must be regular tzuris, not because of migufa. Yeah? Must be regular tzuris migufa. Maybe not. Since you did it with the shinui, so you were really a karen. The first three times you were a karen. That's clear. The first three times you were a karen. And what's it did by karen? What's it did by karen for the first three times? Migufa. So now that he came the fourth time, now you become a mood. Where there would be a halvim and he should pay an ezek shalom. He said, no, not worse than any other tzuris. We only pay chatzin ezek.
But
you still have that din of tzad tamas when you came in menes. You still have that din that you were originally a keren, in which case you should keep to your din of tam, of gufay. So what's the rai bechlal for Rava's shittahim? What's the rai bechlal to say? That the reason why you pay migufay is because tzuris is migufay. Not true. In this case, where it was a shinoi, the reason why Beni Gufo is because you were a tam, and some tzad tamos bim koy my medes. Both the be rabbana and the rabbana. It's possible to say that.
Second, you're
going to be paying. Who's saying that? I'm not going to say you don't pay more than half.
No,
you don't pay more than half. Not the second half. You don't pay more than half. So that we're only talking about the first half, and that first half is migufay. Of course, it's migufay because a minute ago you were a tam, and a tam pays migufay in Tzad Tamas from Kriya Medes. How are you explaining, Rabbi Loza? There is more than you hold to Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not like I'm also holding Rabbi Yehuda.
Don't say that when you're showing you that's far.
Fine. Ultimate's trying to suggest a shot. Why? Explain.
Because that whole shot means that since you were here and now you're here, you maintain the aspect of here. You never move.
Wow.
In regular case.
You were a tongue and you were here. And now you want to say that and now became a mood. And I can't be more mood than the.
And we're bringing your
time. So really, I'm moving to regular.
No, but they don't hold you moving there. They hold you moving back to
Regal.
Right.
Right. So really, I'm moving to Regal, but I keep my original halachas. My original halachas with Tzad Tamas.
No, but I think what they're saying, when you move to Regal, then you go back to the Regal halachas.
So no, what's in the right for such a thing?
Right. So that was the start. That the real eating star should be Regal, but we took you out of Regal because it was a Shimoni, and now that it's no longer Shimoni, so you need this.
So when you do something in the shinur that you do it the fourth time, you still retain the original loss you had in the first half, regarding the first half. For me, now that's a casualty. That's right,
a casualty. But can't you make the? You have this concept of sad tam. Can't we now have a concept of sad luban? Insofar as this, that it's muad now. So, right, I mean, it's a muad, but why do we say that I think that would undermine the proof of Smaros being
sure saying because maybe this was also meant as well. Sure saying a chiddush dim. Isn't that what we say? Thomas, that's when Mulan introduces a new chiyuv. The moon introduced a new chiyuv, so this new chiyuv was only on the new half. But this case of Chatzin Nezek Torah is the moon is not introducing a new chiyuv, but rather we're defining what you're the same chiyuv now, just transforming it from being a tam into a moon. Right. The same chiyuv of half half. And therefore, you want to suggest in that case we don't say any more tzad tam from Kerem Eretz. That's what you're trying to say.
What about I'm also trying to say though that it's no proof that it's not the proof that there's a that Soros are Magufo, because all we've got is Tom Soros. You know, we have
That's a folk.
Right, I'm talking about the fourth time. Now on the fourth time, it would pay it's now a muad. So as a muad, it would normally pay a full nesset, and it would also
by muad by tzoros only chatzin.
Right.
Muad by tzoros only chatzin. That's what Rabbanan said. Just like if it was born that way, that's how much it would pay. So if it did the mishnah, that's how much you pay. Only chatzin.
Right.
But why is it not ma'aleh?
It should be, I think it should be ma'aleh.
Right, that's what they're saying. So why is it not ma'aleh? Must be because a normal mood only pays me good. A normal mood only pays me good. If it was born normally, it only pays me good, but that's why it's me good. So I was asking, no, maybe not. Maybe it's because of Tzad Thomas from Kerem Eretz. So you want to suggest that that what we say Tzad Thomas given a medal is that's only when mood introduces a new chiyuv. But when we're redefining the original chiyuv that you have, we're making it from being a keren to being a regal, when we're redefining it, then it changes all the halachah. You wouldn't say Tzad Thomas from Kerem Eretz. That's what you'd like to suggest. Never should be Maliyah, and if it's Migub, it must mean the regal is Migub. That's the Shabbatari of Molokai and Shiro together. Nice Shabbatari, that's on the market. That's the Shayyid. Okay, that's the first job Rashi. Second job Rashi, Lishnachin. Second job Rashi is the Ika one, easier one, and that's one we'll go with, just with the cash at the end. Lishnachin, Ela Bidi Yayid. What does the Yayid mean? But Tzoros Yochayim, we're talking about they did Tzoros the normal way, classes in three times. What's the machlokes? Because Sava, Yesh Hador, the Tzoros, Kesha, Chatzin, is okay. Just like every other Chatzin Ezek, Sheboin Ali De'ador, Lechvan Ezek Sholim, just like every other Chatzin Ezek, Sheboin, that they can come Ali De'ador. Through becoming a mu'ud, they come to the klal nezek shalim. They come into the category of nezek shalim. Hi nami, this one too. Shetchilosu chatzin nezek. It starts off chatzin nezek. Ki ayayin losu zimni. If it became a mu'ud, he had edus about it three times. Mishalim nezek shalim, and now pays nezek shalim. That's what Rabbi Rabbanan holds. Did it normally the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, it didn't make any difference. Because even the first time was a normal way of doing it, and you should have paid Nezek Shalom, and so you didn't pay Chatzin Nezek. But then the fourth, fifth, sixth, not missing. Rabbi said, 1 second, we know by Tam, if he does something unusual Chatzin Nezek three times on the fourth time, you have to pay Nezek Shalom. So to every time when the Torah is Machadish twice, Chatzin Nezek, on the fourth time, it gets pushed up to Nezek Shalom. Why is it? Migufoi. Well, Migufoi, it's because the first three times it's Migufoi, like Rabbi wants to say. So as you pay, Chatzin as a Migufoi. So the fourth time, it becomes Nezek Shalim, but still retains the Taloch of Chatzin, of Migufoi. Kachemati v'ikib. This is the Ikib shot. Abu Koshali.
So what are you saying? Migufoi,
it just means half Migufoi. First, yeah.
So really,
it means me like the second half is better. Right. Abu Koshali, Abu, it's difficult. Kim in the Mikor, Abu Uche, since in the first three times it was dead normal. And then the last, the Torah said, you only pay chatzin ezek. Mali chadimno, mali meyazim. What's this vote of four times? Four times we always know it means it changes status from doing something abnormal to being something you should have realized more. But that's very pickable by something unusual. It's something which is usual. Oh, one, two, three. The Torah said, even though it's usual, you pay chatzin ezek. Oh, four times you pay ezek, you have to pay ezek shalim. Why? What's the difference between the first time and the fourth time? You should have realized more. No, you should have realized that the first time as well. So why on earth should the fourth time change from chatzin ezek to ezek shalim? So although Rashi likes this pshat and thinks in the pshat and the sugya, it's more ik, it's like more correct. Obe, Zog Rashi, I have a big difficulty. Why should it change from three to four? What should be the difference? Okay. Rashi's still unhappy that that's the main pshat. You can have a pshat. You have a cash on it. Doesn't mean the pshat's wrong. Have a cash on it. Okay, so that's the pshat of the Gemara. Two of the shemis in Rashi. First pshat in Rashi is the first three times unusual. And the next time Rashi did the pshat in the usual way. Om rechor ova. Back to the Gemara. El ahad bar yava, four lines now. El ahad bar yava, yesh dalet tzori, sayin adalet tzori. Now a rabbi has a shayla. Is it shaykh to have a mode by tzoris? What's Rabbi's shayla? Hila abonon. If you go with the abonon, ain't a donut tzoris. Hila abilazo, yesh a donut tzoris. What? What's your shayla? What's Rabbi's shayla? The Bryce is saying clearly, it's machlik just tanoim. I'm like, Rabbi, ki mi bari li lididi a libe de abonon. My shayla wants to come to abonon to plead your lady's sons. My shayla by yesh lo ain't a donut who's going with us to abonon to plead your lady's sons. I've got a new pshat now. Says, well, I got a new pshat in this brisa. A new pshat in the machlek is Rabbi Elazar Abon. Remember all the different talking about? What's the first pshat we had with Rabbi Elazar Abon? Come on, without looking. What's the first pshat we had with Rabbi Elazar Abon? Huh? The first pshat was, whatever you say, you pay me gufik. Right, that's machlek is, whether you pay me gufik. We said, well, that makes sense, because it was you pay me gufik. How can that be? Slaves I can't beat, right? So what was the pshat we said, suggested? What's pshat with the other one? You pay Ezek Shalim? The Shona, and it's going with Reb Tarfon. And then we said, oh, we could explain Reb Lazar going like Reb Yehuda, so that's what's going on with this. And we said, can't be, because if it takes them, it was a moving closet. So okay, you know what I'm talking about? I did it four times. First three times, then the fourth time. And the Lord says you hold Ezek Shalim first three times, but then the fourth time you pay Ezek Shalim, and it's going with Reb Yehuda. That's the fourth chance, right? But if that's true, then we have a clear price that tells me about whether there's a mood by Tzarius. So now we've got 50%. This is the final shot. Final shot. So what's chatting there in this machlik? Avalocha. Ain't there a bond on Bein Ebelozer Kisunkos here? Rabbanon and some Ebelozer hold of Sunkos. They hold of Sunkos. Lama Tzarius Nezek Shalim Ishani. Why do you pay Chatzin Ezek? The time in my Omer Avon Chatzin Ezek, the Shani Veloy Yehid. This machleik is Sunkos of Avon and Tung a case of a Shinoi. How about it? Sunkos, if you did the normal way, you'd pay Nezek Shalim. But here we're talking about you did it with a Shinoi. How much do you pay if you do with a Shinoi? Chatzin Ezek. So the Avon and say you pay Chatzin Ezek and Migunfoy. So why do Rabbi Elazar say you pay Nezek Shalim and Migunfoy? Well, but look there. If Talfen, the Rabbanon can be fleeing. This is Machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon is the Machlekes, Sunkos, and they all of Sunkos, Machlekes of Talfen and Rabbanon. Back to the normal Machlekes of Talfen and Rabbanon. Okay. Good. So this is the fifth chat. The fifth chat. They're all going with Sunkos. And the machlokes is whether in a case of Shinoi, yeah. Whether Shinoi, case of, they all hold of Sunkos. We're talking about a case of Shinoi, and in Shinoi you pay Chatzin Ezek. But, says Rebbe Elazar, we're talking about in
mizah,
the mitzvah of the mizah, and therefore all the ripped off it. Therefore, you pay nezik shalem migul. Right? All agree? How many pshatim have we had in Eblad Rabbanon? Five?
Well,
okay.
So this is the whole.
Okay.
I think going back to where we were on the previous album. So really,
not really five shots. It's really four. We've gone back to the second shot. We've gone back to the second shot. The first time we thought this price was talking about service. The price is talking about with the shinner. Right? Then the Gemara said, oh, maybe we've been talking about service, trying to talk about service. And because we have a new shy which Rabbi had about the Yeshad or Inadar. But maybe this price we could explain with tzuris. But because Rabbi wanted to shine about Yeshad or Inadar, so Rabbi would tell us, you're right. This price is not talking about tzuris. This price is going to the Bemet, the shot that you told me, the second shot we said, that the Machloik is the Shino, and Machloik is with the hold of. She can't, you pay it just like Karen. Le Karen, what mean? Le, you can't, it's compared to Karen. Now, miss out the brackets. Oy Dilma, see, where is that of Dalit after the bracket? Oy Dilma, Kim the told the regularly, since ultimately it's a told the regal. So, okay, it was done the normal way. In and although it's not Shaykh Abud, Dom is in the Kamaisa Yaile, because already on the first time. It was already a mood. But if you look in the Shalachatinezek, you only pay Chatinezek. Semamela, Rob had such a Shaila. What's your Shaila? You just told me, put on the price, the Machlik is Jamal Rabon. Oh, Malachoro. Ki kami boya li alibida Rabon. My Shaila, which I asked, whether Yesh Hado Einadar, that's in Das Rabon on the Brigade, the Sunkos, Mukhadabashina, like we just explained. That was Robert Shaila about whether Yesh Hado.
Will you be back in the Gemara?
Back in Rashi, first white line.
Oh, same Rashi. Okay.
Yeah. Rashi, look at the Mashino. Like you say, here, these prices seem to bring a machlekes, so they pay the Shami Gulvoy. Nay, Svile, the Bena Bono, the Bena Bloza, Kisumbus. They all have Sumbus. Okay, Zimna Kamaisa Kamifi. They're arguing about the first time. The come over Lozon and Ezek Shalim. Rabbon Rami Chatzinezim. Rabbon say Chatzinezim. Why Chatzinezim? With the Shani Betzoris, we're talking about a case where there was a Shinui. There was a Shinui. What's the Shinui? Kegoin Shazak HaKelev HaGecheles B'yodoy. He threw the Gecheles ala Golish. So Kivan, the love Hani Tzoris, Kyokhayu. Since he's certainly not the normal way, haven't he told her the Karen? It's a told of Karen. Hilkot, the Rabbanon, Chatinezek. Rabbanon say you pay Chatinezek. For me, Gufay, because it's a told of Karen. Rebeloza, Kiv Taufen, Rebeloza, Taufen, the Mishonim, Chatzah, and Nizim, Mishan, and Nizik Shon. Okay, so one second, give me a second. So what we just said is that the Met. So is whether Yeshua or Inadar is a valid Shaila. But this price I wasn't talking about it. This price we're talking about Shinui, right? So is the Shaila is whether you pay Katineh because it's a Karen, or you order Ripta and you pay even on the first time Nezrik Shah. Yeah, good question.
Why do we have to say that everyone agrees with Sukhos?
Very good. And Nichalele Rabba, like Rabban and Veblotik and Sukhos. Rabba was very much preferred to establish the Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbanon going like so. The Ilul Rabbanon, because the Kund Rabbanon Lo Psike Leilo Ikma is not so clear cut to establish Ikma to establish the whole with Tzuris HaDei Shinoi. Why? The Kivin the Bechi Uche Svi Ilul Rabbanon, since they do it in a normal way, the Rabbanon holds. the plague related to some preserve on arguments and say hold the Hatinezek to the shadow, so low you can pay Hatinezek. Tim, but certainly Shinoi has to do service in an unusual way. Sphere, oh, the H, then Shinoi with service, there will be another, maybe it goes down to a quarter. The boy of Ashley, come on, he's Shinoi, there will be another. If Ashley's got a shine any time, do you go down to a quarter or not? Since in the Abono, going down by Shinoi, so it's not so clear cut. Next. Chatzin Ezek. I wanted to avoid this. You say, you know, let's go to some first and say, clear Chatzin Ezek. Okay, this is where we're holding. Okay, a little bit, bit faster than we did the first time around. But it's good. It's too much with Rashi. And out of the, all the Sugi, all the Malachim in Shatter and Blood Rabbanon, there are four Malachim. We came up to five, but it's really five with number two. And therefore, it was really a four Malachim. And Rabbi originally thought he brought a Braisa from here. We thought we could bring a Braisa from here to support Rabbi. That should be Megufoi. Rabbi himself says, no, this Braisa is talking about Shinoi. And it's got to do with Tarchim. It has nothing to do with my Shaila Matzos. Wish you all a pleasant day. Me and Shem on Thursday will do the Tesis. And obviously move forward one week. Yeah, we have to get to the two dots and then we'll do the tasters and all the tasters on our page as well. And yeah, for Shem, hopefully next week we shall finish Chazon. Okay, should be well. Everyone should have a good day. Well done.